The Chazor says in Mishnah Berachah Chesed Shvag, Rabbi Yehuda says Zvachem Daf Lamed Ches. Bryce says the basis for the view of Beis Hillel is as follows: the word v'chiper is written three times in the Pesukim regarding a chatas offered on the Yatzim Mizbeach, which teaches that only one application is essential, because we would have thought to say that all four are essential. Now, why would we think that all four are essential? We would learn that only one blood application is essential based on Chayah and Svarah. The Torah discusses blood applications below the Chutas Sikra and applications above it. Just like regarding the ones below it, only one is essential, the same should be true for the ones above it. However, we also think to say the other way. The Torah discusses blood applications on the inside Mizbeach and blood application on the outside Mizbeach. Just like regarding the ones on the inside Mizbeach, all four are essential. Maybe the same should be true for the ones on the outside Mizbeach. So on the one hand, we should learn the chatos from the other korbanos because they're all brought on the outside Mizbeach. On the other hand, we should learn the inside from the inside Mizbeach because at least then we're learning chatos from chatos. Therefore, because we can dash in each way, the Torah writes the word v'chiper three times to teach. There's a kapara even if there are only three applications. There's a kapara even if there are only two applications. There's a kapara even if there's only one application. In fact, remember, these words are needed to teach that the various chatos korbanos bring a kapara so that they're not, so these words are not available to teach that only one blood application is essential. And if tomorrow Rava said that Bar Adda explained to him that each pasuk says v'nislach, which teaches that the carbon brings a kapara. Therefore, the v'chiper is available to teach regarding the one essential blood application. Maybe the mentions of three times the v'chiper teach there's a kapara even if there were only three applications above the chutas sikra and one below. There's a kapara even if there are only two applications above the chutas sikra and two below. There's a kapara even if there's only one application above the chutas sikra and three below. And by extension, we would say that there's a kapara even if all four were applied below the Chutas Sikra, but still all four are needed. And for the Gemara, Rav Adda Bar Yitzchak said, if this was true, the entire halacha that the blood be placed on the kronos, so which means the upper half of the Mizbeach, that would become bottle. Therefore, it can't be the drasha. For the Gemara, why is that a concern? If the Torah says to make it bottle, so be it. And for the Gemara, Rav said, the three mentions of the word must be teaching regarding something that only needs three drushas. To teach all four applications to say that they can all go below the Chutas Sikra, we need four mentions of the word. Therefore, the word must be teaching something regarding essential applications. By having three words, they removes three out of the four applications from being essential. For Ektamara, maybe say that the words teach that there is an effective kapara even if there's only one application above the Chutas Sikra. And for the Gemara, we never find an instance where part of the blood is applied above and part is applied below. For the Gemara, Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol would sprinkle the blood once upward and seven times downward towards the Kapayr, Yom Kippur. So we see that there can be up and below. And for that refers to the position of the Kohen Gadol's hand, not to where the blood actually has to land. In fact, my Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol would sprinkle seven times in the middle of the inside of his bech. Presumably, some of the blood reached that spot and others didn't, which means that some went above and some went below. And for the Gemara, Rav Abba Rav Shila said the Mishnah means that he sprinkled seven times onto the exposed top platform of the Mizbeach, not to the midpoint of the height. In fact, although the blood applications of a chatas are done above the line, above the Chutas Sikra, the excess blood is then poured at the base, the Yesoid, which is below the Chutas Sikra. And for tomorrow, when we say that we don't find an instance where part of the blood is applied above and part is applied below, we were not referring to the excess blood left over from the applications, because the pouring of the leftover blood is not essential. For the Gemara, the pouring of the blood after application to the inside of the Mizbeach is seen by some as being essential. And for the Gemara, we were referring to where blood is applied above and below on the same Mizbeach. Beishamay say the two essential applications of a chatos and the one of the other korbanos permit the meat to be eaten, and if done with pigle intent, cause the carbon to become pigle. Beis Hillel say the one essential application of a chatos and the one of the other korbanos permit the meat to be eaten, and if done with pigle intent, cause the carbon to become pigle. Rishai asks if this is true, Beishamay is more lenient than Beis Hillel, and this should be included in the list of areas where Beishamay is more lenient. Furthermore, Rav said the machlek is really based on how many applications are essential, and regarding that, Beis Hillel is more lenient. Therefore, this is not a case of Beis Shammai being more lenient. The three non-essential blood applications of a chatas may not be done at night, but they may be done after the death of the owner, and a person who does them outside the Mikdash would be chayev. Rav Papa said in certain ways these three are like the first essential application, and in some ways they're like the non-essential pouring of the leftover blood. With regard to doing it outside the Mikdash, and with regard to doing them at night, or to doing them with a non-kayan, or to using a kli sharis, or applying them to the corner of the back with a kayan's finger, or to the requirement to wash the clothing onto which they splattered, and the halach of creating shirayim leftover blood, they're like the essential application. With regard to doing them after the death of the owner, and that also that they do not permit the meat to be eaten, and that they don't create pigle, and that they don't make the carbon puzzle if they're brought inside the heichel, they're treated like the leftover blood. Rav Papa said, I learned that the clothing onto which the blood splattered must be washed from a mishnah. The mishnah says, if blood splattered from the neck of the animal onto the clothing or from the mizbeach onto the clothing, it need not be washed. This implies that if it splattered from a place from which it's fit to be put onto the mizbeach, it would have to be washed. Fact, the Gemara of the Mishnah says that if it's splattered from the base of Mizbech, the clothing would not have to be washed. Based on the way our Papa learned, we should imply that if it's splattered from blood that is fit to be put on the base, it would require washing. However, the Pasuk says that the clothing must be washed when Asher Yizeh, when the blood sprinkles on the clothing, which excludes the case of blood that had already been sprinkled onto Mizbech. So you can't say that the blood that is fit to be poured onto the base must be washed off. Our Papa will have to say the Mishnah follows the view of Rav Nechemya, who holds that leftover blood is treated like regular blood for the Isser of offering it outside the Mikdash, and would likewise treat it like regular blood that requires washing. The Rabbanan, who argues from the Chemya and say that he would not be chayef for offering such blood outside, may also argue with him and hold that it would not require washing. Therefore, Rav Papa has no proof to his view.